live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
And welcome once again to In the Garden on KVOE with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael and our In the Garden program brought to you by Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Also by Waters Hardware, from everything home to garden. The team at Waters Hardware, well, they have you covered. They're open 7 days a week. And by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them downtown every Saturday, May through October, and Wednesdays, June through September, for the Farmers Market, where I understand the corn was in last night.
I know. I missed that.
Man, so did I.
So hopefully there'll be some on Saturday.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed there. Right. But the sweet corn is in. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That's a very good sign.
Farmers Market. Check them out. All kinds of good stuff there Wednesdays and Saturdays. Well, Travis, brace yourself because, today's officially, in fact, I think 3:50 this afternoon is when summer officially arrives. But it's going to be here in a big way. This weekend and really turned up next week, the heat.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, ooh, isn't it? Woo! Yeah. So with that, just, yeah, we got some rain, depending where you're at, some of the totals. Yeah. So just really be watching it because it's probably going to disappear fairly quick once we get blaring sun and wind, if there's a lot of wind or not. I mean, we take that as it comes here in Kansas.
Yes, so no kidding.
It will dry things out pretty quickly. So be watching all that, and especially also with the humidity levels. Do your best to be out and watering in the morning. That way the plants have enough time to dry throughout the day. That way if the foliage gets wet or if you're even watering your grass, it has time to kind of dry out before it goes into those overnight hours, because when we stay too wet into the evening hours and overnight, that tends to be when we start to have disease issues within things. So we'll be kind of watching to see. We kind of have this right mixture for some of our turf diseases to start popping up. So we'll kind of see what happens here now that we're going into the heat and the humidity. So this next week or so could be kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, we're going to be seeing the mid-90s this weekend and then the mid to upper 90s. Yeah. So we'll be knocking on the 100-degree door. But our heat index readings will be well above 100. So the feels like temperatures will be 105 to 110.
Yeah.
Through the week next week. So not only watch the plants, but watch yourselves out there too. Don't overexert and keep properly hydrated.
Yes, most definitely. Make sure you're staying hydrated as well. We don't need people making trips to the emergency room. So,
well, 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our In the Garden number. If you have questions or comments for Travis, please join the program. Again, 620-342-5863. Tomatoes are starting to be picked off. A lot of vines on there out there, Travis. A lot of those showing up at the farmer's market right now. And you want to touch on hornworms here this morning.
Yeah, one of the most, I'll use this lightly, favorite pests. This one tends to get most gardeners angry because the hornworms, everyone knows when they have them because they will defoliate your tomatoes about as fast as they arrive. Or at least once we notice them, that's when we notice
them. Yeah,
there
it is.
So there's a couple different hornworms that eat on our tomatoes. There's the tobacco hornworm and then there's the tomato hornworm. All there is on the difference is some slightly different markings and colorations. On the tobacco hornworm, you're going to find where it has 7 diagonal white stripes and a red horn at the rear end of the caterpillar. On the tomato hornworm, it's going to have V-shaped markings down the side of its body, and then generally its horn is blue or black. Okay. So that's really the difference in coloration. It's the same, it's the same mode of damage. They're going to defoliate that plant because their goal is to get as big as possible before they pupate and turn into a moth. So, they will grow about 4 to 5 times before they reach full size. And full size can be 3.5 to 4 inches long. So they're fairly good size.
Yeah, that's pretty good size.
Caterpillars, of course, that's why most people think they're disgusting. Because they're so big. But that happens. That takes about a month for them to reach full size. And then they'll pupate in the ground, and then they come out as – and the sad thing is they are beautiful moths. The adults are beautiful. So the tobacco hornworm goes through metamorphosis and comes out as the Carolina sphinx moth, which they're just beautiful. And then same with the tobacco hornworm becomes the five-spotted hawk moth. They tend to be a little bit bigger moths. Some folks may think they're butterflies, but they're technically moths. But yes, they are. The adults look great. It's the youth that tends to cause the problem for us. So when it comes to controlling them, the biggest thing for everyone to know is, yeah, we can spray for them, but generally there are insects out there that will parasitize them, so they have predators after them. So we don't kill our beneficials, the best thing to do is try to pick them off if you can. I know for some folks that gives them the willies to go out there and to pick them off and squish them, but really that's kind of the best way to handle it. If you see one that has a bunch of these white oval looking eggs hanging off their back, that means they've been parasitized. It's a parasitic wasp. It's laid its young. What's going to happen is when the young hatches out of that egg, because that's what it is, it's an egg, it's going to go inside and eat them from the inside out. So it's a little gruesome in the insect world, but that's how those parasitic wasps work. And so if you see that, don't spray them. They're going to die pretty quickly. But if you do want to spray, use products like BT or spinosad. Those two are biological controls that will take care of the caterpillars. BT locks up their jaw so they can't eat. So that they'll starve to death that way. And then spinosad interrupts their digestive system and kinds of causes things to go awry on the inside that way. So those are two products I tend to recommend more for our caterpillar type insects to take care of them. But yeah, generally we see them every year. I get questions on and off. They're big, and that's tend to be when we notice them. But, yeah, the best way is to pick them off, take care of them that way, if you can, or do the spinosad or the BT as your control.
And generally, if you have tomato plants, you're checking them every day, you know, especially when it's about time to harvest or getting close to harvest, see how things are doing. So you probably will notice them.
You will.
Be able to. And I would assume, too, that anytime you can not use chemicals, that's a good thing.
Correct.
Wouldn't it be?
I mean, yes. Mechanical control, removing them, is really one of the best ways. That's less input into the garden of an outside source. And also then we don't have to worry about harvest intervals, whereas we do need to check that if we know we're coming up on harvesting, we need to double check with the BT or the spinosad to make sure how long we have to wait after we spray to harvest. So, you know, we got to take that in consideration too when we're in our gardens. That's why I like to try to go more of the mechanical route on the things we can. Some things we can't. There's that out there, but these, they're big enough we can. So yes, you're correct. We try to go that route because it's just overall less we have to worry about.
So you mentioned a horned worm can make quick work of the destroying the tomato plant. I mean, how quick is quick? I mean,
a lot of times, you know, you might be out there one night, the next night you go out and you'll notice there's been quite a bit of damage in that time. You know, depending on the size of the plant, you're talking a quarter to a half of the plant. So, I mean, they make quick work. They feed quick. They're, you know, when it comes to the hornworms, that is their goal, is to eat as much, to get to adulthood as fast as they can so they can become the adult and then reproduce. That is their goal as as a larva. Some of our other insects we've talked about, I'll use ladybugs for example. Yeah, their goal is to get to the adult ladybug, but the larva and the adults eat. That doesn't always happen in the insect world. A lot of times it is the young that is doing the majority of the feeding, and the adult's just going to sustain enough so it can reproduce to make more. So it really depends on the insect, but, and this is one of them. Their goal is to eat as much as possible, get as big and fat, kind of like the Hungry Caterpillar book, and so they can morph into to the adult. So that's their goal.
All right, watch for the hornworms. They can move quickly and cause a lot of damage in a short period of time. But Travis says it's easy as picking them off and squishing them yourself would be your best bet. 342-5863-342-KVOE to join us in the garden here on KVOE. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this.
It's summertime, and that means more opportunities to shop fresh and local at the Emporia Farmers Market. June through September, the Farmers Market is open Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Shop for freshly picked produce, local honey and eggs, baked goods, flowers. There's always something new at the Farmers Market. Find us downtown at 7th and Merchant for a fun family atmosphere and friendly Emporia area vendors. See you at the market.
The Waters Hardware Greenhouse is full and ready to help you brighten your landscaping. Find an incredible selection of boxwoods, trees, hardy shrubs, clematis, and knockout roses. Find beautiful hanging baskets, bedding plants, and even garden pond plants now in the garden section. You'll find in-store specials and discounts just in time to fill your garden with color. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
From Game 1 to Game 162, you can hear the Kansas City Royals all season long on KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Cheer on your boys in blue, live and local.
Hey, Bull!
In the garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
And welcome back to In the Garden. Ron Thomas hosting here with Travis Carmichael, K-State Extension horticulturalist. 342-5863-342-KVOE. If you have a question or comment from Travis, we would love you for you to join us on the program here this morning. Well, let's stay with tomatoes here, Travis, and we've discussed the hornworms. What about leaf spots?
Yes. So we'll bring this up. I was thinking about this a little bit more during the break. So we're potentially going to see more of this a little bit because of the heat and the humidity. So we'll get into control and how to help stop and prevent in a second. But two of the most common things we see is Septora leaf spot and early blight on our tomatoes. Both of them, you know, they tend to make the leaves look bad, can spread over the entire plant, reduce the plant vigor. Sometimes with blight, if it gets bad enough, we'll then see it. You know, the plant will then really start to decline. We can also see it spread to the fruit itself, and then just it tanks from there. Both of them spread pretty much the exact same way. Both of them also kind of overwinter the same way. So I'll just briefly talk about what both look like, and then we'll go into everything else. So on Septora leaf spot, this is going to have smaller spots with kind of a light tan or gray coloration, and while in the center, and then the margin of that spot is going to be dark. And so they're smaller spots, so it's more of a, as the name implies, it's a spot. Early blight is going to be more irregular and can take up the entire leaf. And then as we start to look on it, we can kind of see what we call some rings within the leaf spot itself. So you can kind of see it will look like it's a wave that's moved its way across the leaf. That's kind of the difference between the two. Two different fungus that cause it, but really when it comes down to how they spread and everything, it's really the same. So on the tomatoes, this is why we always talk about watering under the lowest set of leaves, because both of them overwinter in the soil or any leaf debris that was left behind, and when water splashes on the soil or on that debris, the fungus then flies up and will get on the leaves. And then as conditions stay wet enough, it then starts to spread. And then anytime you have a rain or water event, it just continues to work its way through the plant. So that's another reason why I talk about watering as early as we can in the day to allow for things to dry. Now, some folks may not always have problems with it, especially if their garden's more in the wide open, the wind blows constantly around Kansas, so that drying factor helps reduce the likelihood. But then you get some areas where things just don't ventilate well, and then it really will start to take off. If you have had either one in a spot, then it's a good idea the next several years to not plant in that area. So if you can rotate throughout your garden, that does help reduce the likelihood of it to spread and continue to cause issues year after year. You know, we can do some spraying for it, but what it does is it really just kind of slows it down, keep it at bay. The big thing is though, you're going to be spraying every 7 to 10 days, depending on which fungicide you're using and what the label says to help kind of slow it down. But there's no cure for it, you know. So you kind of have to take that into consideration, too, whether you feel like you want to spray all the time or just let it run its course. You can also, if you catch it early enough, pick off the infected leaves to help slow it down. It eventually will kind of continue to spread, but that's another way to help reduce the likelihood that it spreads. Also, if you have a lot of lower leaves that are getting closer to the ground, prune those off. That's another way to help with it. But really, with either one, just do your best to keep the water at the base of the plant, whether that's using soaker hose or turning the hose on really slow so it's not just full force jet blowing everything everywhere. At the end of the year, make sure you get as much of that debris cleaned up, because that's what will cause it to stay there year after year. But we're probably going to see it kind of ramp up here, because humidity and heat are some of the fungus favorite ways to grow. And especially with the humidity, it won't allow things to dry out very well. And that's when we'll start to see disease kind of take off. So just be prepared. Watch how you're watering. If you can, try to water in the mornings. If you can't, do your best to make sure everything gets watered directly at the base and not a lot of splashing happens to reduce the likelihood of it to happen or spread.
So key here is morning watering then.
Yes.
Is a big,
yeah,
big
it's
helpful.
It's a big way to help reduce it. For some reason, I can tell you, it seems like you can go out and water, and if you're someone who waters over the top of your plants, and then compare it to if it were in a full-out rain event, it never fails. What we put on causes it. Mother Nature can water, and we have no problems. So,
yeah, it's amazing the way that works, isn't it?
Right? So, you know, because I've gotten that question too. Well, but it rains. Yeah, but there's something about Mother Nature's nectar. It doesn't always cause
Mother
the
Nature,
problem.
That's it.
It's us. So yeah. The key here is watering and trying to make sure you keep it more at the base
instead of
over the entire plant. I know there's times that you can't. You just have to weigh out your pros and cons. Sometimes it's not feasible to water at the base of everything. So just do your best to water in the morning so it's got more dry time to help reduce the likelihood of it from spreading or happening.
Good information, as always, that you hear here in the garden with Travis Carmichael. 342-5863. 342-KVOE is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned. We're back with more right after this.
It's summertime, and that means more opportunities to shop fresh and local at the Emporia Farmers Market. June through September, the Farmers Market is open Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30 a.m. and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Shop for freshly picked produce, local honey and eggs, baked goods, flowers. There's always something new at the Farmers Market. Find us downtown at 7th and Merchant for a fun family atmosphere and friendly Emporia area vendors. See you at the market.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
The Waters Hardware Greenhouse is full and ready to help you brighten your landscaping. Find an incredible selection of boxwoods, trees, hardy shrubs, clematis, and knockout roses. Find beautiful hanging baskets, bedding plants, and even garden pond plants now in the garden section. You'll find in-store specials and discounts just in time to fill your garden with color. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals all under one roof at Waters Hardware. 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Your Kansas City Royals play here. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
And those Royals will be with us. Matinee today, getaway day. They'll be playing the A's here this afternoon, so hopefully they can get back on the winning track after losing a pair to Oakland here the past couple of nights. This is In the Garden, K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Travis, you were mentioning the fair, and I did make note that something new coming to the fair this year, and the Lyon County Fair is having a barbecue contest this year, I guess.
They are, yeah. And to be honest, I'm not for sure what all the details are.
Well, I think they just, Aaron Armitage is your contact there.
Yes.
But it will be August 9th and 10th on the fairgrounds. So,
yeah, it's something new, I believe, the fair board wanted to bring out.
Yeah.
And so I know a few of them been working on it. That's not been part of the group I've been working with.
Yes.
I've been working on other portions of the fair with other individuals. So I think it'll be another great event, as always, to come out and check out. So
the Lyon County Fair, more than a week of fun for everyone, a lot of activities, and it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
Won't
yes.
it? Because yes. July is
just around the corner.
Not that far away. So 342-5863-342-KVOE. Question, comment for Travis. We would love to hear from you, 342-5863. Well, microclimates is something that Travis wanted to touch on this morning, so please let us know what you're talking about here.
Yes, so this tends to be a topic sometimes you'll hear me bring up in some of our topics, is I'll hit on the term microclimate. So I thought this would be a great time to kind of hit on what I mean. And so a microclimate is basically where we have done something within our yard, or Mother Nature has done something in our yard with the use of plants, maybe other features such as rock, where we have altered the weather patterns in that area. So that's what a microclimate is. And so it can be an area where we have maybe put up enough plants to create a windbreak, to create enough shade that it doesn't get as hot as it does in a different part of the yard. Or we have spots where we're using rocks, maybe some rock mulch and retaining wall and other things to help hold the heat, which will then push plants earlier in the spring, help them last longer in the fall. So now we've extended our growing season. So we can do all sorts of other things, but that's in a nutshell kind of what a microclimate is. And so we can actually manipulate what we're doing within our areas of our landscapes, so we can maybe bring in new and different plants that others may not have, that may struggle with in our area because we've created those pockets. one example is, say we want some more herbs within our garden. Depending on how we plant them and arrange it, we can create kind of a microclimate. So doing something like a spiral design as in a raised bed layout. So when you create the spiral, the center will be the highest point. And then everything else will be lower than that as you work your way through the spiral. Now, on that peak, that's going to be hotter and drier than everything lower. Well, that gives you a place now to put some herbs, say like rosemary, because they like a little bit hotter and they don't like to have wet soil. So now you've created a spot for it to grow. And then as you work your way down the spiral, you can plant other things like basil and parsley and that in the areas that best suit them. So you've manipulated that area to grow them best to suit your location and for your needs. And so we can do that just as well with a lot of our other plants too. So that's how, you know, we get questions sometimes about how people have overwintered their cannas and some of their other bulbs mm-hmm. without digging them up. It's because they have a microclimate in that spot. But generally, for most of us, we do need to dig them up and overwinter them because it's going to get too cold. But if you have those pockets, that's how you get by with being able to not dig them up, because either there's a retaining wall there or the house, or depending on the surface of your house, it's pulling in enough heat to keep that ground warm enough during the winter so things will go ahead and continue to survive. So play around with it. It's something to to do yeah. within your yard. See what you can do to manipulate to be able to grow what you really want to. Learn what those plants maybe need and see how you can change it up to be able to do that. So that's kind of what I wanted to hit on with what microclimates are, how we can actually play around with that in our yard to get kind of the effects we want in the different locations.
Good information there.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Travis Carmichael, as always. So if people want to get a hold of you during the week, Travis, how can they do that?
Yeah, so during the week, you can stop by the Lyon County Extension Office. We're located on West Highway 50 next to the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Or you can always give me a phone call at 620-341-3220.
So you busy with the Master Gardener still? What's going on there?
So with Master Gardeners, we're kind of in our lull at the moment. We're taking a breath. We got through the garden tour, yeah. which was fantastic. We had about 100 individuals that came
awesome.
Out on the tour.
That's an awesome number.
Yeah, yeah, it was a great tour. We were up about 30 individuals from last year, so that's
yeah.
that's enough to make you jump for joy right there. So we're kind of taking our breather from that. Within about the next week or so, you will see we're going to be pushing out information about accepting applications. So everyone who has been considering becoming a Master Gardener, those will be out there. Don't hesitate to give me a call if you have questions about the Master Gardener program. It is an outreach arm of Extension. You're a trained volunteer. Don't be afraid by the name. That's the biggest thing all of our current Master Gardeners will tell you. The name is kind of deceiving. None of us are masters by any means, not even me. But we all have one thing in common. We enjoy plants. We enjoy growing. And that's really what the group's about, is a group of individuals who love plants and want to give back to our community, coming together to learn about that yeah. and then taking that information out and using that knowledge throughout the community. That's what we're about.
Yeah, so. Learning and sharing that knowledge. That is great. And you did touch on this. You are beginning to work towards the Lyon County Fair. Mm-hmm. Early August is yes. when that's going to be happening. And Fair Books, I think you touched on that last week.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
Fair Books are available now.
Okay.
They can be picked up at the Lyon County Extension Office or any of the participating locations that they've been at in years past. I think maybe Waters. I know Bluestem has gotten some. I'm not for sure where they all get distributed, but check those respective areas. And also entry cards for open class are available. And then all of our 4-H'ers received the emails of how to pre-enter for that. So it's all open, and that is starting. So, yeah, we're moving closer to August 1st, and we kick off the Lyon County Fair with the Friends of 4-H Picnic. So,
And everybody kind of chipping in on the 4-H end of things again to make sure that things will run smoothly.
We are doing our best to make sure it does. If there's going to probably be some hiccups along the way, but we are doing our best to make sure it's going to run as smooth as possible this year. So
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Travis, as always, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Great information, as always.
Not a problem.
Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist. He is in the garden with us every Thursday morning, 11:06 here, KVOE Live and Local, and our In the Garden program brought to you by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the very best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. By Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Judy Turner. And by Waters Hardware. Don't have what you need for that big job? Waters does. Yeah, Waters has it in their extensive rental department. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. We're back next week with another edition of In the Garden here, KVOE Live and Local.
KVOE Live and Local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, K245 BQ Emporia.